Find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUE News time is 826. It's Newsmaker 2 time. It's wet and soggy across the KVUE listening area, but it won't be the way it appears now for Hartford Harvest Day. An organizer slash spokesman, Nick Best, joining us to talk about a rather robust event schedule on Saturday.
Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good today. Doing good. I understand this is how seriously they're taking this in Hartford, but I did read, I think, a Facebook post that said that the fire department in Hartford, they were cleaning the streets last night. Is that something you heard about, Nick?
Yes, sir. You know, we used to do that every year. It was tradition to go up with the fire trucks and clean. As those guys posted on Fire District 5, posted on their Facebook, it's a great training. Gives the firefighters time to use their equipment and, you know, just practice the things you don't always get to do. So big shout out to those guys. We enjoy it, and it probably needs sprayed down at least once a year.
Gotcha. And speaking of traditions, Hartford Harvest Day is back on the schedule, and, you know, we mentioned already a few times, schedule is pretty thick. What do you have in here for Hartford Harvest Day, especially in the morning hours?
We've got a lot going on. They're doing biscuits and gravy at the big community building at 7:30, and then the biggest thing that we have going on in the morning is the cancer walk. You can still sign up and register for that, or you can contact Yvonne Gardner at 620-344-2274. And Yvonne worked really hard putting this together. All the money raised is going to go to Mia Bishop and James Nunley. They're both, you know, local community members that are battling right now, so that's probably the best thing that we have going on in the morning. The vendors will start at 9. The parade's going to start at 10. We'll have kids games and the bouncy houses at the park almost all day. They're going to go from 10 to 5. Our high school cheerleaders are helping with games for the kids. They did a great time last year. The disc golf tournament's going to kick off at 11:30 in the morning. And then the high school volleyball team's hosting a adult volleyball tournament at the high school that morning. So there's a ton packed into just a morning right there.
You're not kidding. And, you know, taking a look at things, you guys have done a really nice job of filling out the entire day. I guess let's flip things over to past noon and take us all the way home on the schedule.
So, yeah, we've got a few other things going on up there for everyone that are all day, the Smash Car and the characters. Then we've got the dance company coming in. They were here last year. Those girls work really hard on their stuff. So one of the things I love is that the two performers that we have in the middle of the afternoon, that Caleb Cook and Kinsey, they do a great job. I don't know if you guys have ever heard them, but just kind of keep things going. And then our back by popular demand is the Ag Olympics. I don't know if you guys have ever got a chance to
not
watch
yet
those, but it is a fun time. Then she's still taking teams on there. It's four-person teams. It's free for them to do. And it's fun to watch. There's some really fun games on there. If you need a good laugh and want to have a good time, that's one that you want to come for.
What is it? You got something going on with Glow Foam, Nick?
Yep. That'll be another one that's going to be over at the park after dark. It's kind of for the kids. She does a glow foam party over there. It'll be in the basketball court area. And then, of course, we're going to have the street dance and the brick horse come in. They'll start at 8. And last year was my first time listening to brick horse, and they are amazing. I can't speak more highly of them. They're fantastic performers. They're friendly when you're talking to them. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. Again, Nick Best joining us talking about Hartford Harvest Day activities that are coming up Saturday morning tonight in the Hartford city limits. Nick, I'm going to ask you kind of an unfair question, but as you've been planning for this, is there one or two different activities that really seem to pop out at you and really kind of say, you know, this is what Hartford Harvest Day is all about?
That cancer walk, that's a big one for me. Anytime that we can help anyone out like that, and Yvonne works so hard at all these things that she does. So if Yvonne Gardner's putting her name on it, it's going to go great. So that is a fantastic one to participate in. And then the parade last year, you know, being our first year back, I didn't know how it was going to go. But it just snapped right back into it. It was fantastic. That's one of the biggest things I loved when I was younger living here, was watching the parade and everything coming through. So,
yeah, parade starts at what, 10 o'clock? Parade is?
Yeah, okay. The parade starts at 10. Our parade marshals this year are Pat and Calvin Yeager. And that's those two are quite the pair. It's going to be great to have them lead the parade.
Well, it's all day into the night. Will they start early, as Nick mentioned, with the biscuit and gravy breakfast, which is, an after-prom fundraiser? So kind of doing a couple of things to help out and get a great breakfast at the same time. So activities throughout the entire day. We'll be in Hartford, by the way, Friday night. That's one of our area high school games of the week, as Lebo will be at Hartford Friday evening. We'll be there pregame at 6:45 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock, but Hartford Harvest Day all day Saturday in Hartford. So nonstop activities, and everyone's invited to stop by. And it looks like weather-wise, Nick, you're going to be in pretty good shape Saturday.
I think so. I hope so. it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. I mean, you can't complain about low 80s and 60s, sunny. Also, another thing that I don't know if you guys have seen our T-shirt design. Our theme this year is branded in tradition. So all of those brands that you see on our T-shirts are from local farmers. We ask them to submit their brand. So it means a little extra this year.
Yeah,
indeed.
Great idea.
That is a great idea. Nick, I'm going to ask you really quickly before we wrap things up and just kind of have the official re-invite here for Saturday. How long have you been on the Harvest Day committee? What got you interested in being an organizer here for Hartford Harvest Day?
Well, we did two small ones. Ashley Kopecky with 627 put on a couple years ago, kind of small, and I think that it really just, and that was just at the park, and it really just got things going with people here locally. I mean, Ashley did that just out of the goodness of her heart. She didn't have to put those on, and then it really got a lot more people down here involved. So this is going to be our second year back going. I'll be completely honest with you guys, if it wasn't for Taylor Jackson and Bettina Schenck, I mean, those two, they keep the wheels turning on this thing. So we've been able to assemble a pretty good committee of people that want to help. And they all have been here. They all grew up here. They know what it means to have Harvest Days. We want our kids to have the same thing. So a lot of work's being put into this and trying to bring a lot of the old things back.
Outstanding. All right, Nick, invite folks to Hartford Harvest Day.
All right, well, come see us Saturday morning, kick off that cancer walk at 8, and we'd like to see everyone throughout the day at the dance. If anyone is still wanting to sign up to be a vendor, please contact Taylor Jackson at 620-757-5561. We've still got a little bit of time we can fit people in. We just hope to see everyone on Saturday.
All right, do you have any food vendors there, Nick?
We will.
Okay.
They'll have the walking tacos again.
Okay.
I think we've got three or four different food options. So.
Love to hear that, Nick.
That's
thanks. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. Nick Bess of the Hartford Harvest Day Committee. Hartford Harvest Day is this Saturday in
Hartford, Kansas. Right there in downtown Hartford. And the levee has always been busy, too, for, you know, activities early in the morning. So good to see that activity come back on. It's going to be another full weekend across the listening area. So stay with KVUE. We'll keep you updated on what's to come and kind of what's happened afterward.
Yes, indeed, we will. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Live like home, Mainstay Suites. 837, rain, 66 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of President Trump's address...